We begin the current daf in Sechtes Kedushin, daf Lamed Aleph. We begin 5 lines down for the Tam of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. Now, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, Kol Mitzvah Sa'av Ala Ben, which the Gemara had explained, whatever there's obligations regarding the father that are incumbent on the son, on the child, that's both regarding Anoshim and Noshim, both men and women, sons and daughters are obligated in the mitzvahs of Kavod and Yira of their parents, of their father and the mother. Now, the Gemara had equated the honor and the awe that's required to one's parents the same equal as it compares to Hashem regarding Klala, Kibud, and Yira. So on that, the Gemara continues on this theme that Tana Tana Kamedra of Nachman, a teacher of Bryce, is Torah Mother of Nachman, Bizman Sha'ad Mitzar Es Aveves Ima, at a time when the person pains his father and his mother, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Yafa Asisi, Shali Darati B'Nem, it's good that I didn't dwell amongst these people. Shel Moli dar to be named Tiruni. Had I dwelled amongst them, he would have pained me. And that is because, as we said in the previous stop, there's 3 partners in a person, and the obligation that a person has to those who are partners in him, who made him, father making the white, mother making the red part of him, and Hashem giving the neshama part of the person. So if he's not honoring 2/3, Hashem is saying he wouldn't be honoring me either. He'd be paining me too. It's a good thing I don't dwell amongst these people. Continue on this theme about having covered for Hashem. So Amar B'Yitzchak, Kalo'iver Aveir B'Seser, whoever violates a transgression in concealment, Kilo Dechig Raglishchen, it's as if he's pushing away, so to speak, the feet of the Divine Presence. Shnem, like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the heaven is my throne, V'Oretz Hadoim Raglai, and the earth, land, is the footstool for my foot. Now, what that means to say is when someone violates Navera in hiding, so he's saying, so to speak, that there's Hashem's not here, and that's why I'm hiding, to say that no one really knows. So that's as if he's pushing away the feet and shrinking where Hashem's feet reach to say, oh, here Hashem's not. Here I could hide from him. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Asal Adam Shehalach Arba Amis Bekumis Kufa. It's forbidden for a person to walk 4 Amis with an erect posture, standing straight up. Shem, like it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Maloi Chal Aretz Kevaydai, that his honor, his glory fills up the entire earth, meaning that Pasuk sounds like it goes all the way down to the bottom, but someone that pushes up his posture erect looks like he's pushing it back, saying that there's part of me that has significance, that pushing against the Shekhinah, and therefore one cannot walk 4 Amos in that posture. Now, Rav Huna Berider Yeshua, Leimaski Arba Amis Begila Horosh. He would never walk 4 Amis, approximately 8 feet, with his head uncovered. Because Amr, he said, Shchina Lamala Mireshi, the Divine Presence is above my head. The same idea where it's as if the Divine Presence is coming down from the upper area, the upper spheres, down to the earth, to the bottom, as if it's on his head. That's the term Yarmulka, Yari Malkits, having this awe, this fear, realizing there's something on top of me. That's why he wouldn't walk with his head uncovered. Now, resuming this discussion of Kibbut Av'im, the Gemara brings the Sha'ul ben Almana Achas as Rabbi Yezer. The son of a widow, meaning to say his father had died, had asked Rabbi Yezer the following question. He says, Abba Omer Heshkini Maim, if my father says, give me water to drink. Ve'ima Omer Heshkini Maim, and my mother says, give me water to drink. Eizem Hem Kaidim, which one comes first? What do I do? The mitzvah Kibbut Av'im applies to both. So who gets first? So Amalei said to him, Hanach Kvayt Imcha, leave alone the honor for your mother. And do the honor of your father. Give him the drink first. Because you and your mother are obligated in the honor of your father. So therefore, although she's asking and he's asking, you first do your father because you and her have to listen to him. And therefore, you first do your father's will. So he came in front of Yeshua and asked him the same question. And Rabbi Yeshua answered him the same thing that Rabbi Yezer had answered it. Now, but then he said a follow-up question. He says, Rabbi, my teacher, Nizgarsha, if let's say my mother gets divorced, where now the logic which was the reason for the answer, which was that because me and my mother are obligated in the honor of my father, where when she gets divorced, that doesn't apply anymore, because then she doesn't have to honor him anymore, they're not married, so what would be the halacha in that case? Where now, seemingly, you're back to the original question. You don't have the svara of Atav Imcha Chayav Mechwe Revicha. So Amalei, so Yeshua responded to this boy. He says, "Mibein risei necha, from your eyelashes, nikur sheben almanaat. It's obvious that you're the son of a widow. In other words, your father's not even alive. And that's recognizable from your eyelashes because they fell out because of all the tears you cried that your father passed away. And therefore, you're not really asking a practical question because you don't have a father to say that your mother got divorced from him. You're just asking a question in theory and theoretical. So I'll tell you that the honor for both of them, you're right, would be the same. So what do? Hatalehen mayim b'safel. You pour water in a bucket, in a bowl. V'kakalen ketan agadim. Let them crow like roosters. In other words, as Rashi explains, since it wasn't a practical question, he was just asking as if he had, like, if my father and mother tell me this. So he answered him in a joking type of a way, in a humorous type of way, saying, you're right, they're both equal, and therefore just pour the bowl and let them fight over it, let them crowd, let them, whoever gets it, because actually in such a case, regarding a divorce, they both have equal standing in this halacha of kibud avim. The Gemara continues, Darsh Ula Rabba, Apischa de Benesia, Ula the Great, had darshaned by the entryway of the house of the Nasi. It says, Maidachsib, what does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim? And again, this is going back to the concept that we mentioned in the previous daf, that there's an equation between the honor due to Hashem and to a person's other two partners, his mother and his father. So it says, what does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim? Yiducha Hashem kol malchei aretz, that Hashem, the people, all the kings of the lands will acknowledge you. Kishamur im reficha, because they heard the words of your mouth. Now, the diuk he made was, Maimer pichalei nemer, doesn't say in the singular that the word of your mouth, Ela imre ficha, rather the words in the plural of your mouth they heard. So what's that a reference to, that they will acknowledge you because they heard the words of your mouth? So now he explains, B'shosha amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu anoichi b'lo yilach, when Hashem was starting to say the Aseret HaDibros by Har Sinai, and he said, anoichi, I am Hashem your God, I am your only God. And then it said, lo yilacha, the next of the Aseret HaDibros, that there should be no other gods in front of you. So so the nations of the world said, l'chvayt atzma hu darish, he's expounding for his own honor. Hashem is talking about only himself over here. Now, Kivin Sha'amar Kabbalah Sevicha Vesemecha, when he got to the fifth of the Aseret HaDibros, that Hashem then said, you have to honor your father and your mother. Then they went back to the nations and they admitted to the first statements. In other words, that all the more so that a person has to honor Hashem Yisbarach. Because if they understand, and that's what Hashem is also proclaiming, you have to honor your parents. So Hashem is also a partner in a person's creation like his father and his mother. And moreover, his life and his death are hanging in the balance by Hashem's will. And therefore, they then agreed and said, okay, this is not something we agree to, because it's not just his own honor, he's talking about the honor of one's parents too. Rav Amar Mahacha, he brings the source from the following pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Reish Tevarcha Emes, the beginning of your words are true. Now, the question is, Reish Tevarcha, B'lo Yisayv Tevarcha, what does it mean? Only the beginning of your words, Hashem, are true, and not the end of your words? Ella, rather, Misayv Tevarcha Nikr, it's rather that from the end of your words, it was recognizable, Shereish Tevarcha Emes, that the beginning of your words are true. In other words, the pasuk didn't have to say Reish Tevarcha Emes. It's just because, as we mentioned before, the nations of the world were murmuring about the first statements of Hashem, saying, oh, he's telling the world to honor him. But then later on, they admitted and acquiesced to what Hashem was saying from when they heard the end of his statements, when they heard Kabbalah Sevicha B'Samecha. Then they said, oh, it's not just Hashem needs it for himself. He's doing it for the person. With a person, when he honors someone, it then creates something inside of him that he has to live up to. Where his parents and Hashem, see, it's not just for Hashem, whoever could be a mirror for the person to realize his true worth and his essence. That's why it says, Reish Tevarcha Emes. Now, continuing on these halachas, they ask from Rav Ula the following question. Adheichen kibud avim, how far does it extend the honor of the father and mother? How much does a person have to extend himself for what his father and his mother want? So Amalehem said to them, Tzuru'u ma'asa ivit kechavim echad ba'ashkelon. It says, go out and look and see what this one non-Jew did in Ashkelon. V'dama ben Nesina Shemayin, his name was Dama ben Nesina. Pamachas bikshu chacham prakmatya. One time it happened to be that the sages wanted to do a business deal with him. B'shishim riboy schar, that he could have made a profit of 600,000 golden coins. Now, v'hoi mafteach munach tachas mirshesev shalav. Now, the problem was that the key for where he had to be able to get access to certain things, that key was under the head of his father who was sleeping. The loy tziaru, and he didn't bother his father from his sleep. So you see that he was willing to forego all that money just to honor his father. Moreover, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, he says, Shalu es Rabbi Yehuda, they asked Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Heichen Kibbut Abayim, the same question, how far does Kibbut Abayim extend? So let me say to them a similar answer. It says, Suru Uma Asa Evi Kachavim Echad La'aviv Ba'ashkelon. Go ahead and see what this one non-Jew dude did to his father in Ashkelon. The Dama Ben Nesina Shemayin. His name is Dama Ben Nesina. And that is Big Shum Emenach Acham Avan La'Efad. The sages required one of the precious stones that were used for the Efad, one of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, where there was the precious stone was put on it, they needed to, and he was the one that had this stone. B'shishim ribischa, again, that he could have made 600,000 golden coins. Rav Kahana Masni b'shmeinim riba, he says that it's 80 myriads, meaning 800,000 golden coins. But v'haya mafteich munach techas mershesiv shalav, the key was underneath his father's pillow. V'loy tziru, and he didn't bother his father. You see, he was willing to forgo all that amount of money just for the honor and the dignity of his father. Now, actually, Shona HaCheres, the following year, Nosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the reward for that honor that he gave to his father. Shenoldele Paraduma Be'edre, that a red heifer, this red cow was born in his herd, where it's highly uncommon and it's a very difficult thing to attain, which is very necessary for the Jewish people to be able to take those ashes and create the Paraduma ashes that are used to purify someone that became Tumas Mes. Now, Nichnesu Chachmei Yisrael Etzli, so the Jewish sages heard about this Paraduma, and they came to him. So Amalehem, he said to them, look, Yedea ani b'chem, I know about you Jewish people, she'im ani mevakesh mekem kol mamet sheba'olam, if I'm going to make whatever astronomical amount of money I'm going to ask from you from the world, atem noisimli, you would give me whatever amount of the world the money I ask for. Ele'en ani mevakesh mekem, but I'm not going to ask from you just any amount. Rather, the amount of money that I lost because of the honor that I gave my father last year, that amount of money, now I'll ask from you that amount for the paraduma to be compensated for that loss. Now, V'amr B'chanini says, from this incident, says, Umami she'enim mitzvah v'oisa kach, now if someone that's not commanded in the extent of the mitzvah kibbut abayim, the way a Jewish person is, that Hashem Yisbarach paid him the reward, as we see, he got exactly that amount of money the next year from the sale of something else, which only came by nature, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that paraduma. So mitzvah va'isalach is kama v'kama. So someone that's commanded and does the mitzvah kibbut abayim, all the more so how much reward the person is going to get for the mitzvah of honoring his father and his mother. Because the Amar B'chanina, gadol mitzvah va'isa, greater is someone that's commanded and does something, maybe she'ena mitzvah va'isa, than someone that's not commanded and does, because there's a greater yitzahara, there's a greater pushback when you have to do something than when you don't have to. So Dhamma and Nesina didn't have to, and yet he did it. So he got a reward. Us that were mitzvah v'aisa, all the more so the reward that we're going to get. Now, actually, based on this principle of Reb Chanina, the Gemara tells us that Amar Reb Yosef said, Mereish hava amina. In the beginning, I used to say, Man dahava amar li halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Whoever's going to tell me that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, the Amar that he says, Suma patim in the mitzvahs, he says a blind person is exempt from the mitzvahs, as he says in Baba Kama, the Pezayin Medalev. So I said, if someone's going to tell me that Lach is like him, I will go ahead and I will celebrate and make a party for the rabbis. Because that means to say that I am not commanded in the mitzvahs because Rav Yisrael was blind. And still, I'm going to do it. How great is that? You know, I didn't have to do it, and yet out of my own volition I did it. That's a great thing. And therefore I would say that whoever's going to tell me I'm exempt, I'll make a suda. But Hashtag the Shemitah Lahadam Reb Chanina. He says, but now that I heard of this halacha of Reb Chanina that says actually it's the other way around. Gadol mitzvah va'isa yesem imisha'ein mitzvah va'isa. Greater is someone that's commanded and does than someone that's not commanded and does. So he says now, Adrabba, to the contrary. Man da amali de ain halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Whoever tells me halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, that actually even though I'm blind and I'm going to be obligated in the mitzvahs, avidna yemet tovah l'rabbanan, I will make a great day for the rabbis, meaning I'll make a suda, a festive meal for the students, because then I'll actually be more happy that I am mitzvah than being not mitzvah. Now, continuing on this Dhamma ben Nesina, the Gemara tells Ki Asar Avdimi Amor, and Avdimi came, he said, Pam achas hoyu lavish. One time it was that Dhamma ben Nesina was clothed with a sirkun, this type of a garment, shalzav, where it was woven in with these golden threads, very respectable, dignified type of a garment. He was sitting amongst the great noblemen of Rome. Ubasa imay, the Karatim, and his mother came along and tore it off of him. She banged him on the head. She spit in front of him. and didn't embarrass her. Again, the same thing, how great his honor was for his parents. Now, what the Gemara tells us actually depends on the quality of the attitude, how you honor your parents. As the Gemara says, Tani Avimi Bereid Rebavo, Avimi, the son of Rebavo, taught the following braisa. Yesh ma'achala aviv pisyayne. You could have a person that feeds his father this pisyayne, which is a type of a real high quality bird that's very fatty. It's a certain type of the slav, which was the type of birds that they had in the midbar in the desert, where yet returned him in oilam, so he could be feeding his father delicacies, and it could make him lose his portion in the world, where he's actually going to get punished, because when he's feeding his father, he's showing his father how he doesn't like that, how it's bothering him that he has to feed his father, and he's like, take it, you know. But he's giving him the delicacies, and still it's going to be causing him actually punishment. And yet, you could have someone that's making his father grind at the mill, which he's making his father work hard. And yet, as we continue on, Talmud Beis says the Gemara umavil chayimabo, and they could bring him to the life of the next world, which is because he's honoring him with sweet words of consolation. And although he's having him work, he's doing it in a soft and polite and respectable way, where he shows him this just because it's necessary right now, because there's not enough food to go around unless we all work on this together. And actually, Rashi brings the Yerushalmi that actually says a story that illustrates these two types of people, where there was one person that gave his father pisyoni to eat, this delicacies. And one time his father said to him, to his son, "My son, where do you get all this delicious food from?" So he said to his father, "Old man, what does it make a difference to you? Grind and eat." In other words, just chew and eat. And he showed him this, like, don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Just be grateful that I give you this food. Again, that causes punishment for a person. And yet, there was an incident where a different person, who he was grinding at the mill, and he had an elderly father. But then the king sent a message to have his father come to work for the service of the king. So his son said to his father, he says, "Father, you go ahead and you grind, and I'll go in place of you to the service for the king," where there's no set amount. That could be very harsh work. So you see that even though he's having his father work, that's actually the attitude of what's going along with it actually was bringing him to Chayo El Mabo. So it's not exactly what you do it, but it's actually how you do it. Now Amr Bavo says, Kagin Avimi Bri, where this was Avimi, the son of Rebavo, who was teaching this halacha. So Rebavo said, and you know who actually knows how to do kibbut avim? It's kigun avimi berim, like my son Avimi. Where kai mitzvah kibbut, he fulfilled the mitzvah of honoring. Because chamisha b'nei samche havalei l'avimi b'chaya aviv. He had five sons who were ordained rabbis for when his father was still alive. And still, b'chayav asir Rebavo, kari abava, when his father Rebavo would come knocking on the door, calling by the door, roit v'ozlu pasachle. So his son Avimi, who was a chashav Talmud Chacham, he had five sons that were ordained rabbis, he came running to open up the door. He wouldn't let any of his sons go ahead and open up the door for his father, for their grandfather. V'amar, and moreover, when he was running to the door, in, he would say, yes, yes, meaning, I'm going to open, adimatoy hasam, until he reached the door and opened up the door for his father. Moreover, yoymechad amalei, one day his father, Rebbe Vo, said to his son Avimi, Ashkin Maya, can you pour me a drink, a cup of water, something to drink, water? Now, Ada Aisile, when he came, Nimnim, his father already fell asleep. Gachin Koyale, so he bent down and he waited there by his father, Ada Isra, until he woke up. Now, Isteyei Milsam, this, that he was performing such a great mitzvah like this, supported him that when he was still bent down in front of his father, he understood the midrashic interpretation of a mizmer, of one parak in the Sefer Tehillim, which he hadn't understood before that, to expound it. And the Darash Avim, and Avim expounded the parak in Tehillim that says Mizmor La'asaf. Now, the Rashi brings a different interpretation, that it wasn't that he expounded that whole Mizmor, but rather that Pasuk itself he expounded, where that Pasuk says Mizmor La'asaf, which is a song for Asaf, that says Elikim, that Hashem, Bo Goyim B'nach L'secha, nations have come into your ancestral place, and they destroyed your Beis HaMikdash. Now, the question that Avimi had was, why say Mizmo, which is a song, as if it's a happy thing? Kina La'asaf, it should have said. It should have said a song of lamentations. So he expounded that what Asaf had said was Shira. He was singing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on stone and on wood, which was on his Beis HaMikdash. And because of that was able to create a salvation for the Jewish people. Because if not, if the anger would have been taken on the Jewish people themselves, nothing would have been left over. And actually, a pasuk in Eicha says that Rekala Hashem es chamasa v'yatzes esh betzin. Hashem took out His anger on the Beis Hamikdash, and thus that's a mizmer for Asaf because that was allowed for the salvation of the Jewish people themselves. Now, Amalei Rav Yaakovar Avu Abaye, he says, Kagana no, someone like me, where I'm so beloved to my father and so precious to my mother, and they do for me all the things I need, that the Adda Asinim Ebeirav, that until I make it back from yeshiva, Abba Matli Kasa, my father pours me a cup, the Ima Mazgali, and my mother goes out and mixes it. Hey, Chavid, what should I do? Should I let my parents, I know I'm supposed to honor them, should I let my parents do all these things for me? So Amalei Sabaye said to him, Me'imcha Kabal, from your mother you could accept, but from your father you shouldn't accept. Why? To keep in the Bat Torah, who since your father is a Ben Torah, he's someone that's a well-learned person, it's going to affect his sense of self, that if you're gonna take from him what he's doing for you, he's not gonna feel good about that. So therefore, from your mother, you could definitely take, but from your father, you shouldn't allow him, you shouldn't take from him these things that he's trying to do for you. You could let him do it, but don't take from him. Continuing on stories about the extent about Kibbut Ava'im, Reb Tarfon Havale Ahi Ima. Reb Tarfon had a certain mother, where some say she was an elderly woman. The Chal Emes Dahavis Boya Lamesik Lepori. Whenever she wanted to go up to go into bed, Gachan he would bend down, Besalikla, and she would go up by stepping on him to go up to the bed. And Vchal Emes Dahavis Nachas. Whenever she wanted to get down, Nachas Ilavoy, so she would come down by stepping on him. She came in and he was praising his acts of mitzvahs in the Beis HaMedrash of see how much his kibbut avayim is. So Amri Lehi, they said to him, Adayin lo higata lechatzi kibbut. You didn't even reach to half of the requirement of honoring one's parent. Because klum zarka arnaki b'fanecha liyam loich lamta. Did she take your purse, your wallet in front of you and throw it into the sea and you didn't embarrass her? That's how far the extent of kibbut avayim is. So just letting her bend down on you, come down the bed on you, it's not even half of the necessary requirement of kibbut avayim. Rav Yosef, ki avashama kol kara deimi, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother, Amar, he would say, Eikum mikmei shchina da'asi, let me get up in front of the divine presence that's coming. As we said, that the shchina comes when one respects one's parents appropriately. Amar b'yechin, actually, b'yechin said, Asher mishaloi chaman. Praiseworthy is the person that never saw his parents, because he was saying it's impossible to really ever fulfill the obligations of honor that one has to have to one's parents, and you actually get punished because of that. And actually, the Gemara tells the Rabbi Yechon himself, ki avrasa imi, when his mother became pregnant, meis aviv, his father passed away, and yaldasa, when she gave birth to him, meis imi, his mother died. So he actually never saw his parents. V'chen abaya, so to abaya. Now the Gemara asks, ini, is that really so? That Abaye never saw his parents? But v'om Abaye said, Abaye says many times in Shas, and that my mother told me. So how could it be if his mother died in childbirth? So the Gemara says, Hahi mar binirsi havia. That actually was his nurse. He actually never saw his mother. It's his nurse that he always quoted from, but his mother, actually, he never had parents, and therefore, they don't have that consequence of not honoring one's parents appropriately. Now Ravasi, havla hahi imizikina. Ravasi had a certain elderly mother, and Amrli, she said to him, Beina tachshitin, I need jewelry. So Avallah, he made it for her. Beina gavar, she said, I need a man. Ni'ainlach, she says, okay, I'll look into it, finding you a man. She said, no, Beina gavar de shaber kavasach, I need a man that's as beautiful as you. So the Gemara tells us that Shafka, so he left her, as the Vilna Gaon brings here on the side, that from the Rambam, that she was a maturefes, she was mentally deranged. So he left her because he wasn't able to live with those demands of his mother. V'azal arad Yisrael, he went to Eretz Yisrael. Now, shamad de ka'azal abasrei, he heard that she was coming after him. So asa kamed Rabbi Yechon, he came to in front of Rabbi Yechon, and Amalei, he said to him, ma olotzis me'aretz l'chutz l'aretz, what's the halacha? Can I leave from Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz l'aretz? Because here his mother is coming after him to Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei, Rabbi Yechon said to him, asa, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Likris imamau, he says, what's the halacha if I'm going towards my mother, who she's in chutz l'aretz? So Amalei any day says, I don't know. Maybe that if it's one mother, maybe one could, but he wasn't sure. So Yisrach Purta, so he waited a little bit longer, and Hadar Asa, he came one more time in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So Amalei, so he said to Rav Asi, says, Asi, Nisratz is Lotzes. In other words, it's obvious that you want to leave Eretz Yisrael. And he thought that he wants to go back to where he was living in Bavel, because here he's coming, he's asking the question again. How come Hamakim Yachzerch L'Shalom? So Hashem should return you till you get back to your home in peace. Now, Asli came out to Rebbe Lazar. So Rebbe Asi came in front of Rebbe Lazar. Amalei, so Rebbe Asi said to Rebbe Lazar that maybe Chas V'Shalom Dilma Mirtach Ratach, that maybe, God forsake, that Rabbi Yochanan was upset at me, that here he goes, he's saying, you want to leave? So go ahead and leave, you know, go in peace. So Rabbi Lazar said to him, my Amalach, what did he tell you? Let's try to figure out if he was upset with you. So Amalei said to him, Hamokim Yachzirch L'Shalom, Hashem should send you back in peace. So Amalei, Rabbi Lazar said to him, V'misa deratach, if he was really angry, L'havim avarachach, he wouldn't have blessed you. Obviously, he was okay with it, he wasn't upset at you. Now, the Gemara tells us, Adahachi v'hachi, in the meantime, Shamala aroinu deka'asi. He heard that, yes, his mother was coming after him, but not in her body, in her life. Rather, her coffin was coming towards Eretz Yisrael. So Amar, he said, Iyadi, had I known, Leinafke, I would never have left Eretz Yisrael. Tanabanu, learn the Braisa. Again, regarding the parameters of this halach of Kibud Ava'im, Mechabdu b'chayev u'mechabdu b'moisay. He has to honor his parents both in their life and in their death. So the Braisa explains, b'chayev ketzad, how does one honor one's parents in life? So, Hanishma b'dvar aviv lamakim. If his father's words will be heard in a certain place, and that is, if he recognizes by the people of the place where he is, that they respect and honor his father, and they would apportion honor to him to accept what he's saying, if he's saying it in his father's name. So if that's the case, he shouldn't go ahead and make a contingent on his own honor, even if he knows that they would honor him and listen to him as much as they would honor his father. Rather, this is part of Kibud Ava'im, he should say it in the name of his father so that they should attribute the honor to his father and not to himself. So, lo yamer, he shouldn't say, shlochuni b'shvil atzmi, send me because of myself, or maruni b'shvil atzmi, let me go quick because of myself, or patruni b'shvil atzmi, let me go because of myself. In other words, even though they would honor him and acquiesce to his request for his honor, elokulu b'shvil abba, rather, all these things he should say, do it because of my father, meaning that he needs me for this. So then it'll be an honor that he'll be expressing this for his father. Now, however, as Rashi says, but if they don't know his father, in other words, if they wouldn't do it because of the father's honor, like the way they would listen to him because they respect him, not his father, then he shouldn't make a contingent on his father, because then it's actually only going to be disparaging for the father. Where they're going to say, no, you know, your father needs it? No, I don't care. For you, we would do it. Then one shouldn't do it, but if the father and him are the same, he should do it and say that it's for his father. Now, B'maisa Kate said, how does one honor one's parent after he passed away, after the parent passed away? So, Hayo'imer Dvar Shmu Mipiv, if he was saying something over from his father, Lo Yemer Kach Amar Abba, he shouldn't say that this is what my father said. Kach Amar Abba Mori, rather, this is what my father, my teacher said, Hareini Kaparis Mishkavai, I am the atonement for his bier, for his death. In other words, all the evil that should come on his soul should come on me, where that's showing honor, where you're taking responsibility, where you're in the land of the living, take responsibility for the father's punishment. Now, as the Gemara qualifies, that's only within 12 months after the parent's passing. But from that point on, then whatever punishment he was to get, he already got. Because even the wicked people amongst the Jewish people, their judgment is only in Gehenna for 12 months. So from that point on, you don't have to say that your atonement, because he doesn't need any more atonement after that point. Rather, the child says, Zechroinoi Levracha, his memory should be a blessing, L'chayi Ha'olam Haba, to the life of the world to come. And that's what's called Zatzal, Zechor Tzadik Levracha. These are the terminologies where a person says it after the passing of one's parent, that's showing covet after their death. Tan Rabban Ulim Nabraisa, continue on these halachas. Chacham, regarding a sage, that is giving a lecture, a drasha in the public, and the way they used to do it in Talmudic times, that the lecturer maybe had to, for his voice, he would whisper to an interpreter, who, whether in declaring the voice and also regarding translating to the words that the populace know, he would whisper to the meturgeman, and then he would go ahead and then let it be known, would announce it to the people. So when the chacham is darshaning, Mishana Shem Avev Hashem Rabbah, he would deviate from the actual name of his father and of his teacher. In other words, if he's coming to say over Dvar Halacha from his father or his teacher, he should whisper to the interpreter, say, Abba Mori, my father, my teacher, or Rabbi Yomari, my my teacher and my and the one who directs me. In other words, he shouldn't say their actual names because it's not respectful. Now, Turgaman, however, the interpreter, when he announces the halachic idea, the lecture topic to the people, Eina Mishana, he doesn't deviate, Leishem Ovev, Leishem Rabbi, doesn't change from the name of his father and the name of his teacher. Rather, he says the actual name and he says, Kacham Replenya, this is what that person says. Now, the Gemara asks, Avu Daman, whose father are we talking about that the Meturgaman doesn't change? And that is, Ilem Avu de Meturgaman, if you would say that it means to say the father of the Meturgaman himself, and that is, if let's say the sage whispered a Dvar Halacha in the name of the Meturgaman's own father, that he should go ahead and say that over to the Rabbim, and that he doesn't change it, and he doesn't say, Kach Abba Mari, that this is what my father says. Rather, he says his father's own name. That is, Ein Mishana Leshem Ab Leshem Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Atta Turgman Lab Bachagubuhu. What do you think? The Turgman is not someone that's obligated to respect his own father? Why, if the sage is saying over, who he's allowed to say the Turgman's own father's name, that he doesn't change his own father's name, why not? So Elam Rava, rather Rava says, when it says that the Meturgaman doesn't have to change the name, it means Shem Aviv Shal Chacham, Shem Rabbi Shal Chacham. It means regarding the father or the teacher of the sage, as the Gemara illustrates this. Ki Hode Ma Baravashi, like Ma Baravashi. Ki Abadarsh Bepirka, when he would expound in the lecture, and he would whisper Dvar Locha to the Meturgaman in the name of his own father, Ravashi, so Ihu Amar, when Mar, the son of Ravashi, would say to the Meturgaman, so he would say Abamori, he would say, my father says that this is the halacha. Then va'amayre, but then his speaker, when he would expound this and give it over to the people in the name of Ravashi, amar hachi amar Ravashi, he would say this is what Ravashi says, and that is, he wouldn't say that this is what the father or the teacher or the master of the sage says, although Ravashi, Mar Baravashi had to say that because he couldn't say his father's name. He would say, my father says, but then he understood who's his father, Ravashi. He would say, Ravashi says. He wouldn't say the father of Mar. He rather would say the name itself. You don't have to change that. And that's what the halacha of the Braisa says. But of course, the Meturgaman's own father, if Mar Ravashi had said over halacha in the name of the Meturgaman's father, of course he would say Abba Mori, and he wouldn't say his father's own name.